Now, Mrs. and our lady are coming over to the center of the flagpole. Very beautiful. Such a wonderful feeling of peace. Jesus is looking down now and over, and he's pointing now over to the left side of the sky, and he's writing again with his finger, and he says, O-A-L-L, warning, conditional, to your response, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E. Now, Jesus is coming over to the right side of the flagpole. They're saying, nothing is impossible with the Father. The elements can be disturbed. All the elements of heaven can be changed and brought down upon you, all in the will of the Father. He has created and he can destroy. However, it will lighten your heart to know that the Father does not plan to destroy your earth, but to cleanse it by trial until it returns to the pure state of its original creation. Now it's going quite dark, and Jesus and Our Lady are stepping back. Our Lady is bending over with her rosary. The rosary is being held, she's holding them in her hands like this. My child, one more word of direction to the world. We find great discord among the workers of earth. United, you will form a strong front, but you are all divided. You must unify as very workers and set a strong front against the forces of evil. If you do not unify, you will be infiltrated by the agents of hell. United, you will stand against Satan. If you divide, he will conquer many. This is a simple lesson that must be learned by our workers in the mission of saving souls. All sacramentals will be distributed throughout the world. The beads of prayer shall go throughout the world, link to link and bead to bead. Your country can still be saved. A greater part of the major disaster planned for it. However, the balance now falls heavily to the left, which is of evil. You must make now atonement and restore your country and the world to a state pleasing to your God. This is the final warning being given to man before his coming chastisement. Now, Lady is raising her hand. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed.
And of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I
mention. I don't think Bernadine would mind if I mention her name. We have with us tonight the lady who was here on February the 10th, and just before going to Mass, he photographed our lady's statue. And on this statue, on the picture, this writing appears from out of nowhere onto Bernadine Hill's picture. It's over here, in the mountaintop next to Raymond. Now, on February the 10th, this is strange, but on March the 7th, for those who don't know, a comet was discovered heading this way. This comet is three times larger than Halley's comet. Now, we have been receiving here photographs that are really terrific. And there's only one way I can put it in human words. They are fantastic. Which we believe in this comet. Now, the photographs that we receive, they appear from out of nowhere. These photographs have been taken. Well, Anna Costella of Rhode Island received some tremendous photographs. And in hers, we have the actual photograph of what appears to be the ball redemption spoken of by Lisa. And our lady, also the vapors that will emanate from the tail, and also doctoral pictures in which those who remain under our lady's blue mantle of protection will have no fear. But this picture in particular is fantastic because Bernadine Harold, who is here tonight, and gave me more copies. I have been sending them out by the hundred. This picture, most securely in blue writing, has on the base of the, across the statue in this very weird-looking writing, it's supernatural, is a large G, which I do believe refers to Dalla Vandell. Now, also, if you look at this picture, have we a photograph of lightning? If you look at this picture, you will also see there is writing in fine blue lines. So the letters, when viewed under a magnifying glass, which is easier on the eyes, are K-O-H, and then it's drawn out, and underneath K-O. And then there are other writings like by, what appears to be by sky, and C-H-R-S. Well, now this is strange because according to Hayden Planetarium and the Smithsonian Institute, this comet is due to be seen by all, by the visible eyes, to all around Christmas time. Now we know, due to the conditions of the world, that Our Lady and Jesus have warned in many places throughout the world and here too in Bayside about a coming warning and then a great chastisement. I have seen the chastisement many times in vision here. Our Lady has chosen to show me it. It has put a great deal of strain on me physically and drained me due to the harm that I have watched. Now, this is fantastic in this respect because only this past week I received a letter from Bisbee, New York, from a Mr. Farrar, who has never been to the site here, I believe, of the shrine, but he does work for the Dalla Vandell Center of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. He wanted to know what to make of a picture he received on May the 13th, which is the anniversary of Our Lady's first visit to Fatima, May the 13th. Well, he was at an evening rally at St. Michael's Church in Brisbane, New York, if any of you are familiar. And he was photographing four men carrying Our Lady's Pilgrim Virgin statue on a platform out of St. Michael's Church. Well, when he develops his slide, he sees all this, what he called, referred to as weird writing, over the picture. Well, he sent me the picture and asking me what I thought of it, since he had heard about what was going on down here and about the distance of pictures and others with writing similar to what he has received. Well, I almost collapsed because I found what he received on the Grizzly is very similar to what we have received here. His G is not as distinct as the G that we have in the picture here, but he just have, Mr. Strange, when you turn his picture upside down, a large V. Now, I'll tell you why that's strange, the large V. And he has three V's, which means warning to man and warning to woman, and a big W. Now, we have all that in this picture here also. But why I think this ties in very well with God's plan is because we placed this picture next to a statue of Padre Pio at my home only 2 weeks ago. And Evelyn Murphy took a photograph. She had one film left in her Polaroid. Took a photograph of the Courthouse Check picture. See, why I say Pio is shocking. The name of this coming comic is Kahotek. K-O-H-O-U-T-E-K. Well, it's most peculiar, the letters on this picture that appear from out of nowhere, on a Polaroid camera, I believe it is. Oh, is it Polaroid or Kodak?
Brownie.
Is K-O-H, the first three letters of Kodak. This is quite shocking in K-O-K-O. And also, I notice here things that mean a lot to me. Due to the work of Our Lady in the past 3 years, I recognize symbols that I have received on other miraculous pictures and writings. A priest once told me it was called automatic writing. Because since 1968, many times, Jesus leaves me instructions, like when he would say, I want you to go to the library. He wouldn't say library. Jesus writes, you will proceed to the house of books. He says house of books instead of library. But the writings are so similar on the pictures coming out now to what I've been receiving since 1968, but I'm not too startled at what is going on. But what I'm sorry to say about Padre Pio, we place Padre Pio's statue, it was wrapped in plastic, next to the Kahutak picture. And I asked our lady to give us more information about this coming warning, if we are to receive it. Well, we were shocked when we looked at the picture, because there on Padre Pio's brown garment are in letters, large white letters, NY, the guy, believe me, New York, and V.E. in a trail off, and name has to be Veronica. But down below, by the bottom of his garment, is a huge C, which Jesus gave me to know that the large C means warning from heaven. And there, underneath it, is the same case, identical in drawing, the cane with a sort of a roof on it, like you'll find in the picture, on Padre Pio's robe. Well, that's quite startling. So your guess, let's say, is as good as mine, because Our Lady keeps everything kind of sometimes up in the air without saying definitely. She gives us enough time to warn us. But at the present time, I would say the Father has a plan, and it could be the use of this coming Kahutek, because otherwise we would not be receiving so many miraculous pictures, and they are fantastic what we do have. They are fantastic. We have the size of this ball, the vases, the tail, everything. So we have to say that we can make enough atonement and with our penances and our sacrifices to make us balance the scales so that when Kahutek shows up around December, that our country and the world does not have to receive this warning. I would prefer it to be in another lifetime, because from what I saw, it's not going to be something you want to be around when it happens, believe me, especially the chastisement. We have received a tremendous picture. When Our Lady showed me the chastisement, Robert Transenberg's brother was behind here somewhere, and he aimed his Polaroid camera at Our Lady's statue, and the picture that came out was so gruesome, it was frightening you to death. We call it the Grim Reaper. You see an actual death skull, and looks like he's got his sight up, and he's reaping souls. You see all the demons loose that are held below him. So you can see that Our Lady is really working very hard to alert everybody to what is going on. You have to recognize that we are in the time of the apocalypse, as St. John tried to explain in his revelation. We are in the XYZ period, and we're in the Y period now. So you see how close we are to the warning and the chastisement and the eventual judgment coming. course, if things continue the way they are now, and the darkness goes any deeper, there's no recourse but for a complete consequence from heaven, so that too many souls will not be captured by Satan. So Our Lady now, for the first time in the history of the world, is allowing what the human eye can see to come out in absolute photograph. We have so much art for dreamers. Everyone that has been to my farm and everyone who has worked there and has been here on the ground, on some where we are, has seen the picture. We have actual photographs of the four deep. The house that they hope to replace the fall with, it's quite a feat they've had, but of course we in Central Scotland, just the sun and the sun and heaven, our Father, it's all up to our Father, how much to, but it depends on man's reaction to all this. Whether he awakens from his lethargy and is willing to stand up and fight the heavens. So this picture is really tremendous. I wish that we had a brighter light that could show you this photograph here. It's lighting us here from out of nowhere onto the photograph. Those who have had this happen, many, many, if not one person, it's people from all over the world and all over the country, different states that come here unknown to each other that have been receiving photographs. Now, the happiest ones we have received, the happiest ones we have received are the Eucharist. I'm doing the holy hours, people's passport, and while we're praying, they take pictures of our Lady's chaplain, and now come to Eucharist. And here's one enlargement of a photograph of our Lady's chaplain. Let's see if I can get a light on it. This is our Lady's chaplain, but instead out here in Margaret, here's a picture of the Eucharist. And one Sunday we received seven Eucharistic pictures. Instead of our Lady's statue, out came seven Eucharists between two people. And then we were happy because only on the eve of the Assumption on 1972 was the only time we had ever received the Eucharistic pictures from our Lady. You can see here. Now the candles will be passed out and they will be lighted at midnight at the request of Our Lady. And these candles should be retained in your home because they will burn. Our Lady is just to the point that they will burn. But
observing conditions upon earth. Our Father, who art in heaven,
continue
thy name, thy
heavenly penance will be given to mankind. We have given you many photographs of the coming chastisement. Scoffers will close their eyes and be blinded to the manifestation. You, my child, Veronica, will not become discouraged.
Among women,
you will continue your mission undaunted by the opinion of man. The Father is in full control of earth's situation.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
In the war of the Spirit, many true souls will carry heavy crosses.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Going all around the sun as though it's being pulled in.
But now the ball is beginning to turn. It's bouncing. And now the ball is making a dive into the path of the earth. Now it's caught like a top and it's spinning. And it's starting to go around the earth. And the pearl now is pulling away from the sun. And the ball is going around the earth, and the tail now is starting to drift over onto the earth.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
I see now the ocean's waters.
Hail Mary, full of
grace.
The Lord is with thee.
I see the waters turning up
among women, and blessed is the fruit of
thy womb. This one is just going down into the waters.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Now it's growing very dark.
Of thy womb.
And now, lady, now it's coming forward. It's grown very dark, but Our Lady, the light about her now lights up the sky. And Our Lady is leaning over.
And blessed is the
fruit. She sings. You see, like our well, the words you will now hear from me.
Full of grace, the Lord is...
I have given you
blessed art
the sight to see what is to befall man. If he does not make a complete reversal now in his sinful way.
Among
the many offenses against his God must be corrected by penance, atonement, and sacrifice.
The Lord is with you. Blessed art.
If you continue to give yourself to lies of pleasure and sin, you will be removed from your way of life, possibly by trial.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Many warnings have been given throughout your earth for many earth years. You are receiving your final warning. The Father plans to cleanse the earth gradually until it is returned to the original plan of heaven. Listen to my words. We'll be prepared. Look upon a generation. It is not what goes into man that destroys his soul, but what comes out.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
My child, you will be discriminated against. You will be scoffed at. My lips. generation. Rest that in the time of Noah. Your city.
Hail Mary.
Replace. As Babylon. Your city. The city of murder and evil. Corruption and godlessness. Your city will fall.
Hail Mary. Full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
Let those who have remained in the light and accepted the graces given to strengthen them in these dark days will be saved. This I promise you as your mother.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
My son, and in the Father, does not wish that any be lost. Every opportunity will be given to man to prepare himself and be made ready for the trial. The day of days is at hand. The day of the Lord and the coming of my son is not far off. Do you not recognize the signs of your time? Have you not read the words of the prophets of old? No. You have destroyed the temple of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit within it by casting your eyes and absorbing yourselves in the creations of Satan. Take up the Book of Life, your Bible, and bring yourselves back to the truth.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Now I see a great light. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Oh, my Jesus.
And coming through this light, which is like an arch, is a lady. She's just similar to Our Lady, but in a darker garment. And she has a cream-colored scarf over her head. And next to her, there's a man. He's dressed in brown, a long brown robe, and he has on brown sandals. And he has a short beard. Oh, I know now. It is St. Anne and Joseph.
Binding up the child, Jesus.
Now, St. Anne is coming over. She's floating over to the left side of the flagpole. She's standing by Our Lady.
Thy will be done.
St. Anne is just a little bit shorter than Our Lady. They are listening now together. I can't hear them. Now, St. Anne is shaking her head like this, yes.
Hail Mary.
And she's saying,
the Lord is with you.
Oh, how sad to look upon the homes of earth.
And blessed is the fruit.
Whatever has become of motherhood. What example. What poor example. I see in many homes.
Blessed art thou.
You must return to the simple life. The love of riches will destroy your soul.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
In thousands of the parents, in worldly pursuits and living, take them, Father, from the graces Oh, heaven.
Among the...
Well,
and blessed is the fruit.
Good gracious. Oh, thank you, see the Father. Is he right? Oh, discipline. And true direction of many turns on earth today.
Blessed are thou among women.
My children.
Of thy womb.
And Saint Anne is placing a hand out like this.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
with you.
Blessed
at times to make restitution and atonement and to save your children. You must,
Hail Mary,
bring them back to the sacrament.
Blessed art thou among women.
You must be an example of modesty and true faith to them.
Hail Mary.
Children will learn much by your example.
Come, women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now, Saint Joachim is walking over. He's standing now between Saint Anne and Our Lady. Now Saint Joachim is standing there. He has a long, it looks like a rod in his hand. And he's standing there holding the rod up, and he's saying, in one hand you will hold the Book of Life, and the other, discipline. And he's brandishing the stick like this.
Glory to
humanism in your world
and to the Holy Ghost
has been created by Satan.
Oh my Jesus,
you will bring back the attitudes of old. Bear the rod, and you will spoil the child. Discipline must be returned to the home. Where is the place of the man and father? Where has he gone from the home? Why has woman sought to take his place? Satan has created this illusion. The place of woman is in the home and the rearment of the child. The man will be the breadwinner, and so God is home.
Let us pray.
Women, mothers of the world, why do you expose your bodies?
What made known by the message?
Why do you create lust in the eyes of others and in their hearts? What example are you as mothers?
In the name of the Father and of the
Son. Many homes now are infested with human animals.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the...
Return to the graces of your sacrament and Holy Church.
Creator
of... Or condemn yourselves to eternity with Lucifer.
Who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died.
Consecrate your home with the Holy Spirit.
He ascended into heaven.
Use the waters of life to chase the demons from within your home.
The living and the dead.
The presence of my Son must always be in your heart.
The touch of the heart and the heart of the art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will.
You ahead. Will take your children to the tabernacles of the world. You will fortify their souls with my son.
Hail Mary.
Yes, my child. You wonder why I say my son.
Among women.
For he is God. But in earthly life, I was his father. I do not often speak out.
The Lord is with you.
But the world has sent itself into spiritual darkness. All heaven now mobilizes for the final battle.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is
with you. Through the providence of the Father, that we of heaven are permitted to speak with you. It is through the merciful heart of the Father that you are being won.
And
the destruction will come fast upon you, and we pity those souls unprepared. Your home will be home of prayer and good example.
And the heavenly
home. You may have to be an object of scorn and derision among your neighbors. But all my children, if they knew what awaits them, they would come and join you on their knees.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Now it's growing very dark. Our lady now is going over to the right side of the flagpole.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
My lady is bending over.
And blessed is the
fruit. My child. You will sit down now for the present.
Jesus
will instruct you further and bless all sacramentals.
And blessed is the fruit.
Continue to the prayers of atonement so sorely needed now, for the time grows short.
Full of grace, the Lord is.
Our Lady now is extending her rosary, the cross, righteous. And blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Hail Mary, full of grace and blessing. What is this?
What is this? What is this? What is
this?
Oh, it's very bright. Jesus is driving out now. And if you can find out, thank you.
darkness. Now, Jesus is raising his hand, and his fingers are like this, three together, and he's making the sign of the Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus is moving over closer to the left side of the flagpole, and our lady now is behind him, and she's holding her rosary. It's a very large white rosary with a gold bead on the end, the gold Our Father. And her crucifix is very golden. And now Jesus is standing next to our lady, and he's raising his hand very high above his head like this, the three fingers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's coming over very slowly, he's floating over to the right side of the flagpole. Now he's looking down and awaiting quiet. Jesus says there's a servant below him. Now he's looking up again, and he's raising his hand high above his head, and blessing in the sign of the Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus and Our Lady are going over by the trees. They're standing just above the trees. And Our Lady is smiling. Now she's raising her rosary. She's raising her rosary, and holding the cross like this. And now she is blessing in the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Lady now has placed her rosary in her left hand, and she's holding her hand out like this. Now, from her hand are coming light, beautiful light. And they're coming down now across the sky and down here on the left side. And behind the back of the statue, the rays are very brilliant. There are a bluish light ray, and there must be one, two, three rays, or three of them, coming right from the tree, down beyond the statue, and down onto the ground. And Our Lady is smiling, I don't know if I should repeat it, but Our Lady said, you follow